As one of the legendary photographers of his day, Jim Marshall has been an eyewitness to one of the most vibrant periods in our nation's music history, from the birth of rock and roll to the resurgence of jazz and back again. Despite the Annie Leibovitz description of him as the rock and roll photographer, Jim will stubbornly insist that he just shoots people. Ansel Adams shoots rocks. With his distinct gravel-worn voice and tough but lovable disposition, Marshall does not suffer fools gladly. A man of vice and passion, he is a seasoned veteran who works only one way, his. He was one of the chief photographers at the Monterey Pop Festival and the original Woodstock, armed with a semi-automatic pistol, of course, and the only photographer granted full backstage access at the Beatles' last concert. He is gratefully known to photographers far and wide as the man who first insisted on all access for his gigs. "If they don't trust me, I don't want the job," he says. When Dennis Hopper was cast as the scrappy photojournalist for Apocalypse Now, he wisely based his character on the real deal, Jim Marshall. With more than 500 album CD covers to his credit, Jim's work is not only collected by close pal Michael Douglas and funny man Owen Wilson, but is housed permanently in the Smithsonian. His 1997 book, Not Fade Away, was an awe-inspiring collection of Jim's black and white bests, including unforgettable intimate shots of the Beatles, the Grateful Dead, the Rolling Stones, Janis Joplin, Muddy Waters, the Allman Brothers, Jackson Brown, the Doors, and Jimi Hendrix, just to name a few. To this day, he remains the only photographer to have captured Janis Joplin and Grace Slick in the same frame. Marshall also contributed to Early Dylan, a collaborative effort with photographers Barry Feinstein and Daniel Kramer. All three men were there at the blossoming of a young, curly-headed poet from Minnesota and had access to the singer's private life. The result is a must for any music fan. Come fall, Marshall will be releasing two new collections from Chronicle Books. Jim Marshall, Proof, will consist of 62 rolls scanned to include informal edits and crop marks, featuring subjects in the music world and otherwise. The other book, As Time Goes By, set as a twin to Not Fade Away, is a lovingly gathered collection of jazz and blues greats featuring John Coltrane on the cover. The book features stunning shots of legends such as Duke Ellington, Anita O'Day, Louis Armstrong, Dinah Washington, Count Basie, Thelonious Monk, and Miles Davis. In one spectacular frame, Allen Ginsberg looks up at Thelonious Monk as if he were the creator himself. True, the subjects were eminence incarnate, but it takes another astute artist to recognize a unique moment, stop time, and swiftly grab a slice before it evaporates. For Movie Magazine, this is Heather Clisby. This is Heather Clisby from Movie Magazine, and I'm sitting here with Jim Marshall, legendary photographer, in his living room. So how would you describe yourself?
Photographer.
But your favorite subject matter has been?
In the music field. I've been exclusively almost in the music field, and some actors, you know. I got two more books coming out this year.
Oh, tell me about the books.
One is going to be called Jim Marshall Proof, Chronicle Books. We've taken 62 rolls. We've scanned the proof sheet in color to show the grease pencil marks and all the edit marks and everything on them. And then the opposite page will be the hero picture. And there's just a lot of non-music stuff, too. And then I'm going to do a book. It'd be a twin to Not Fade Away, which is out of print now, and I'm getting the rights back. That book, the jazz, it's going to be a jazz book, and that'll be called As Time Goes By. And Not Fade Away had Jimmy on the cover, Hendrix. The jazz book will have John Coltrane.
Do you feel like a lot of your career, I feel like a lot of it's been in being at the right place at the right time.
It's been very lucky that way. Yeah, I mean, started out here in San Francisco and then moved to New York, June of 62. So the folk music boom started there and stayed there for 2.5 years, lived right in the middle of it in the village, then came back here when the rock and roll scene started.
What kind of music do you enjoy listening to right now?
I listen to a lot of, say, okay, driving up from LA the other day, a girl named Brenna from Wired Magazine. We went from Merle Haggard to Christofferson to the Sinatra duet albums, to Hendrix, to Coltrane, to Miles.
What is some of your favorite subjects?
Probably a goodly amount of pictures I've done of Joan Baez and her family and sister, late sister. Joan has been a good friend for, we don't want to say how many years to give away how old she is.
Is there anyone around that you'd like to photograph today?
Wow, I would have loved it on Springsteen. And I just did John Mayer, and who's a great young artist, and just did Billy Bob. And I just did Limp Bizkit. I was a month with Limp Bizkit. Fred Durst is one of the great guys I've ever worked with. It was a total cooperation. Got to do what I wanted because Fred hired me. He's a fan of my work. He's got a lot of my work at his home. And he's a great guy to work with. Working with Biscuit was great.
So you feel like there's still new important artists that are coming out?
I'd love to do, I don't know his name, Darius, I believe, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Right.
I think he's great.
There's a story about you, something about just being really upset about not getting all access and that you were one of the people that sort of pioneered the all access for the photographer.
If I don't get all access, I don't do it. And I'm one of the guys that started, I will not succumb to that two-number crap. You know, you shoot two numbers. Paul Natkin read one time where I'd done that, and he's never done it either. I will not put up with it. If I can't do it my way, then I don't want to do it.
What's the last rock show that you shot?
Limp Bizkit and Fred and John Mayer. I didn't even go to shoot pictures that night of John. I went to see, you know, just hang out with Paul Natkin. Mm-hmm. I had one camera with me, and I shot some stuff. I got to do whatever I wanted because Mayer is a fan of my work. He's coming out here later this month to see a client of his or something, or see Apple, and we're going to hang out for a couple of days here.
You have a lot of fans. I talked to a friend of mine today who was very jealous, and he said, oh, you got to put black and white film in your camera, and it's got to be this kind and that kind and this kind. He just said he could name the kind of film you liked and the brand.
I'm a triad, that's it.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I'm a triad.
That's pretty cool, though. You know?
Well, yeah, some people know my stuff. You know, it's just they're photo junkies out there, and I guess even photographers have groupies. And I'm not saying it in a bad way. I have my pictures have meant a lot to people. I'm not saying I do mean a lot to them. My pictures do.
Do they mean a lot to you?
Of course they do. They're my children. They're very personal with me, this business. And to see it's a business, but I've never looked at it as just a job. It's never just been a job for me. Like the proof sheet book's going to be fun. I think it's going to blow a lot.
And when does that come out?
Later this year.
And you said there's two books.
Well, then there's going to be the jazz book.
Right,
as
right.
Time goes by, both by Chronicle. I don't worry about it.
How did you get into photography? When did you start? I know that's going way back.
We're going, well, back to the wet plate cameras now. No, I was always fascinated by the camera. You know, that was it. It was the camera.
Do you remember the first show that you shot?
I got my first picture I ever sold was to City Lights. I got $15 for a shot of Lord Buckley, who was a comedian. And my first picture on an album, on the back of an album, 1960, the artist was a lady named Bev Kelly, and I got $25 for the shot on the back of her live album that Bill Claxton had the cover on. And I've got a copy of that album now signed by Orrin Keep News, the producer, Bev Kelly, the artist, Bill Claxton, and myself. And then I got my first album cover was a shot of Horace Silver. I got $75. A lot of people collect my work. The model actress Angie Everhart's a big collector. Michael Douglas is a big collector.
Right, he wrote the foreword on your book.
Yeah, and my book, he's going to write the foreword to the jazz book, too.
Yeah, he's a good guy, huh? Good friends.
My best friends.
Yeah.
And I would trust him with my life. He's that good of a guy.
Yeah.
Steve Bing, the producer, is a collector of my work. I worked on a movie with him where I photographed Owen Wilson, Christofferson, and Willie Nelson. For a poster for the movie.
Mm-hmm. What was the Hendrix experience like for you?
It was great. Jimmy was great to work with. He's very self-assured. The pressures of being Jimi Hendrix were just getting to him.
Is that a story you see sort of repeat itself over and over?
This was an extreme case. I think it's happened to a lot of artists. I think it happened to Janis, Jimmy. Those two are two prime cases. I think it got caught up in it, and it just became overwhelming.
And a product of their time, I'm sure.
Not necessarily. I think there's a lot more barriers between. I mean, they couldn't go out without someone getting in their face. I think now the artists are somewhere protected. Not that that's a great thing. I think this can be detrimental to an artist, too. But it did happen with Jimmy. It just became overwhelming. He didn't have good management either. I think he got screwed a lot. Like the late Michael Bloomfield. All Michael ever wanted to do was play his music, you know. It ended up killing him, or someone killed him, or he killed himself, or by accident, or what, no one really knows. Mm-hmm. What happened with Michael. Mm-hmm. So all he ever wanted to do was play his music. There was a lot of guys like that.
This is Heather Clisby from Movie Magazine, and I've been speaking with Jim Marshall, legendary photographer.